Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, February 10th through Thursday, February 16th, 2023. February 10th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you trust in my mercy, you are pleasing me. It is Satan who tries to manipulate your conscience into a state of fear. Love casts out fear and nurtures trust. Pay attention as to whom you are listening. It takes courage to trust in divine mercy. Pray for this courage. Together, we can walk away from the guilt of fear and into peace. Pray to know my love better and understand my forgiveness through holy love. Then, pray to forgive yourself, for therein lies your peace." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 15. "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 11th, 2023, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus. I greet you, my daughter, Maureen, as I greeted my little Bernadette so many years ago. As I told her, I reiterate to you, I need so many prayers and sacrifices towards the conversion of sinners. Do not doubt that the Lord sends me with this request. But today, I state it is the heart of the world which needs conversion. These days, more than ever, souls seek their own direction apart from God. Salvation rests with the fables of youth. My children do not believe in such a goal. As a mother, I weep for so many of my children who disregard their own destiny. I reach out, but most pull away. It is by means of these messages that I continue to reach out. Pray for unbelievers who choose not to listen to me. Pray for those who never pray." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 12th, 2023. Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate. In the world, I was able to change water into wine much easier than I can change hearts into vessels of holy love. Hearts resist my grace through free will. The heart remains stubbornly in charge of its own destiny, a destiny I have laid bare for him. This is where free will opposes the higher purpose of his human existence. The soul who does not know me cannot love me as he should. Today, I invite each soul to move closer to me by his own efforts. Pray to know me better. Read scripture. Use your rosaries and pray to know me in a deeper way. I await your efforts. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus. February 13th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, it is important that you realize that your salvation is something that you must consciously choose. Not to choose salvation is to choose damnation. My Son opened the gates of paradise for you with his passion and death, but it is you who must choose to walk through them. Every present moment offers a new choice, to sin or to choose salvation. Train your free will to always choose to please me. I await you in paradise. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. February 14th, 2023, St. Valentine's Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in any given moment, world peace could be destroyed. All depends upon holy love in hearts. The impetuous heart must not rule the moment. Holy love is like the anchor which holds the ship of humanity in its dock. This is why the reasoning of holy love must be encouraged as a basis for human behavior. On all sides are treacherous seas ready to destroy common sense reasoning. New dangers arise in the form of new leadership. Holy love is like the beacon, the lighthouse, pointing the way to safety. Holy love is God's will for mankind during these troubled days. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 15th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, confide in me all the difficulties and victories of the day. I wish to celebrate with you all your victories and support you with my grace in all your difficulties. So often you do not see the solutions I offer, as your efforts are caught up in human boundaries. However, I am always with you, gently leading you beyond your own capabilities. I reward your obedience to my commandments by supporting your weakest efforts. Do not be alarmed by any turn of events, but know that my grace will sustain you. Just as sunshine illuminates the day, my strength and power embraces your every effort, bringing friendship to enmities and salvation to those who do not seek it. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 8 through 9. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace will be with you. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 16th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I speak once again to this generation to call all people and all nations into my paternal heart. The dangers to your faith are too numerous these days for you to sort out the truth from Satan's lies. There is little time before my son's return, when he will scatter the proud and draw together those who love him. I speak to you in holy love, the shadow of which is your salvation. False discernment and lack of conviction of heart are the enemies of my call to you. So many think they are well informed, when in reality they are misinformed. Since I speak the truth to you, Satan presents so many reasons not to believe. Therefore, I encourage you to always seek my truth above all else. My truth is holy love. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.